after K. Dorothy Montagu and I drove to the Diablerets and up the new road to the Col de la Croix, where we got out and walked a little, then down to Villars. It was too cloudy to see Mont Blanc and the Dent du Midi, but Kay guided us to Montesano, a hotel where he and his brothers stayed in the early 20s when Nietzsche had TB. Then in 1957 or so, Raja Gopal left him there alone for about 2 months, giving him just enough money to pay his board plus 50 francs so he could do nothing else. We lunched there in the dining room where Kay used to have a table alone in the corner by the window. It is a family hotel with long tables, children and parents on holiday. The waitress, a lumpy girl in a Swiss costume, was English and uncomfortable, but the food was surprisingly nice, well-cooked carrots, potato puree, salad, cheese and fruit. Kay told us of Raja Gopal having written to Vanda, who was at the time in Gstaad, not to communicate with Kay. He left him there alone. When Raja Gopal left after several days there, on one of which he was drunk in the dining room and called Kay names in a loud voice, he told Kay, "You say you were never lonely. Well, now you're going to find out what it's like, what the rest of us feel." "But I was never lonely," said Kay. "I could have just stayed there." He went for walks all day in the hills, never spoke to anyone, even when the hotel manager wanted to introduce him to some guests. He left when it was time to go somewhere. He was due. He went by train, changing twice, to Chamonix, where De Vidas met him. I was close to tears at lunch, seeing him there, a place he had been happy with his brother so long ago, and then left alone by the malevolence of Raja Gopal. We had taken a table near the door. Unconsciously, I must have felt Kay's reluctance to enter the room of people, and he sat turned away from them. There was a quality to his shyness that was different in that room, little glances of recoil from people, the painful shyness of someone much younger. He looked so young, so utterly vulnerable, so very shy. I could see him then, behind a wall of his shyness, far awayness, and yet content to spend his days walking in the hills, as in Ojai, in his distant state. Raja Gopal's attempt to hurt him didn't work. "But why did I put up with it?" he asked us. "I just accepted it. I suppose because there was no one else to turn to."
That's a quote from Krishnaji.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I felt haunted by seeing him there, a child obedient, accepting circumstance and cruelty because there was no other choice, but untouched by it inwardly. It is a thing such as this that makes the case against Raja Gopal necessary. Krishnaji must be protected invincibly from that man's evil. The money, etc., are unimportant. He must never be able to touch Kay again.